Welcome to the Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County. Sean Kenny sitting in with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson after last night's Perry City Council meeting, and the City Administrator with some news and notes from last night's meeting. Plus, we're going to talk about a couple of key dates coming up here in the near future. First off, hello, Sven. Good to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Well, it was a short and sweet City Council meeting last night. Not much on the agenda. As far as your points that you addressed the Council, what were those main hitters?
Yeah, the first thing was about a week ago, I attended a public meeting down in Urbandale about the Iowa DOT project with 8035 at Ryder Corner right there. They're reconfiguring that corner to hopefully make the commute a little bit easier and help people getting off headed north on 141. If anybody's driven that around either the morning or the afternoon commute back home from the metro, you know it's quite a pain. So hopefully this will alleviate some of that congestion and help people get home a little bit quicker. You know, I really felt like that was something that was important to kind of go to and have a presence at, just because, you know, the people that are commuting, that's something that's very important to them. And, you know, as a city outside of the metro, that commuting time is something that people really look at when looking for a home or to take their kids somewhere and things like that. So
what was the discussion as far as alleviating that potential problem and, I guess, current problem in some stretches of the day, depending on the hours?
As it is right now, to get, if you're northbound on 8035, to get off that exit, it's a cloverleaf around and back down to 141. And a lot of times they have traffic backed up off the ramp onto the interstate. So now they'll have a interchange at the bridge ahead of that corner, and then an interchange also after that corner. But there will be an actual flyover or ramp that goes over the interstate and down onto 141 headed north.
What's the time frame on this as far as implementing it?
I think this summer they'll be they're going to add a lane going each way on 141 as kind of the initial phase of this project. And then hopefully next year and the years after that, they'll be doing construction in phases.
Other items last night on your city administrator's report?
Yep. Also last week, I went to the Dallas County Supervisors meeting with our city engineers. We've been working with Dallas County Secondary Roads Department and the county engineer, Al Miller, on relocating a road for the airport expansion project. So I think we're able to come to a pretty good agreement on moving the road. The county hopefully will be doing the work for us. And we'll be providing the surfacing for that. So a really great partnership in getting an important project done in Dallas County.
Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson is our guest here on Let's Talk Dallas County. Speaking of Dallas County, Sheriff Chad Leonard was at the City Council meeting last night talking about the upcoming vote, a big vote for Dallas County as far as the proposed jail, and he was there to break down the details, kind of take us through the next couple of months and talk about an important date coming up this week.
Yeah, absolutely. And I cannot do his presentation justice the way he can, but I really love everybody to come out to the library this Thursday evening at 6:30. He's going to be giving a presentation, kind of a town hall meeting format. I think the architects involved in the project have a presentation to go through, and Sheriff Leonard will be there as well. So a really great way to come and learn about the project. He kept kind of hitting on that when he goes and talks to these groups and has these town hall meetings, people don't really know what's going on. People don't know what the project is about. So you know, it affects everybody in Dallas County. Not cities don't have their jails like the county does. And it's important that the cities recognize that we utilize this, you know, more than almost the county does, because we send our prisoners there to stay. So it's very important for the county, and especially the growing county. And, you know, having our deputies driving people to Polk County, Story County, places like that, just to house inmates. It's going to be nice to have those folks staying in Dallas County where they're utilized.
And I know, talking with the sheriff and hearing some of his interviews on the radio, Do you agree? It seems like the pulse is positive that maybe this fourth time we'll be able to get this done.
Yeah, I think so. I've heard a lot more chatter about it. There's a very involved citizen group on this and really kind of pushing that out to the people. So hopefully that'll help spread the word even more and get that positive information out there. So.
Well, it's hard to imagine. I mean, who knows here with weather in Iowa, but supposedly we're in spring, so we should anticipate some nice weather, and that means grass getting green and back to that yard waste routine of mowing, and doesn't that sound fun?
Can't wait.
Yeah, let's bring that on. Well, the city's prepared, again, to help out the residents as far as yard waste, and let's break down the dates and the procedure of how that's going to roll here in 2017.
Yeah, yard waste this spring starts April 5th, and it's a citywide day, so if you're kind of saving some stuff in the back of your garage from now until then, everybody can set it out April 5th, and then it goes to the regular north or south of Willis schedule after that. We've posted the information on Facebook as well as on the website on the garbage collection page. So get on there. You can print off the schedule. It's really handy to just stick on your fridge and keep in the back of your mind every week. So.
And I know I heard you a couple of weeks ago talk about the new date for city cleanup as far as the spring cleanup goes. Let's get that date out there one more time as well.
Yeah, that's the first week in May. So it's depending on which part of town you're on, it's the first 3 days in May. So
anything else that you want to get across to the public here today, Sven?
I don't think so.
You like those council meetings like last night. Short, sweet, to the point, right?
That's right.
Sven, we appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County.